We saw yesterday the Gemara asked Akasha, why is Ratzicha not Deicha Shabbos based on a Kal Vachomer? What was a Kal Vachomer? Very simple. If Avoda is Deicha Shabbos and Ratzicha is Deicha Avoda, because we take somebody away from the Mizbeach to put him to death if necessary. So Ratzicha is the top of the tree, Shabbos is the bottom of the tree. Surely Ratzicha should be Deicha Shabbos. The answer in one word was, you're right, but I've got a pasuk, Moishvoisam, that Rabbi Shmuel taught us, is clearly teaching us, Loi sevaru eish b'chol moishvoisechem, do not light a fire, which is referring to Misas Bezdin, not just the death sentence by burning, but any death penalty should not be carried out on Shabbos. That was the answer. So it's all learned from one word. Says the Gemara, we're on the ninth bottom line, Omar Abaya. Hash the Omrit. Now that you say to me that Ein Ritzicha Doicha Es HaShabbos, if you tell me, as you've just proven, that Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos, fine, I accept that. We learn from the Pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moishvoisechem that Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos. If that's true, then says Abaya, let's continue that logic. Ash to the Omrit Ein Ritzicha Doicha Es HaShabbos. Now that you've told me that Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos, surely Ein Ritzicha Doicha Es HaAvoido Mikal V'Chaima. So too, Ritzicha should not be Doicha Avoido. It's true, we had a pasuk. Where did we initially suggest would be the source that Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida? From that pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamos. You take him away from the Mizbeach to put him to death. So the simple reading of the pasuk sounds like Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida. We'll see in a moment, there might be an alternative translation. Says Abaya, let's now make the following logical claim. If Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos, as we've just explained, learned from the word Moishvoisechem, then what should emerge is, says the Gemara, that Ein Ritzicha Doicha Es HaAvoida Mikal V'Chaimer. Then so too, based on a Kal V'Chaimer, I should arrive at the following conclusion, that Ritzicha, which is not Doicha Shabbos, as we've just explained, should also not be Doicha Avoida. Why? What would be the Kal V'Chaimer? As follows. Uma Shabbos shenidchis mipnei ha'avoida. Shabbos is pushed aside in respect to Avoida. So you see that Shabbos is further down the ladder than Avoida is. And nonetheless, as we've just explained, Ein Ritzicha Doicha Oiso. Ritzicha cannot be Doicha Shabbos. Well, if it can't be Doicha Shabbos, well, obviously it can't be Doicha Avoida. So Avoida Shehi Doicha Es HaShabbos. Avoida, which is higher up the ladder because it's Doicha the Shabbos, Einoi Din Shaloi Tehei Ritzicha Doicha Oiso. Doesn't logic now dictate that if Ritzicha cannot knock out Shabbos, which is lower down the ladder than Avoida, then certainly it should not be able to knock out Avoida? So this is Abaya's big kasha or query on Rava. Now that you've told me, and you've proved to me, and you've brought a source, that Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos, well, all the more so, it should not be Doicha Avoida. We know Avoida is higher up the ladder than Shabbos. Avoida is Doicha the Shabbos. Avoida is a heavyweight. Shabbos is, as it were, a lightweight. And nonetheless, even though it's a lightweight, nonetheless, the Gemara says that Ein Avoida, Ein Shabbos, Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos. If so, Kal V'Chaimer, that it should not be Doicha Avoida. That's the Gemara's kasha. Look at Rashi on the second wide line. Hashta da'omra, now that you've told me, Miloi Sevaru, quote unquote, you've learned the Ein Ritzicha Doicha Shabbos is al korach ochmei hashta. So surely now the following conclusion should be reached: Ein Ritzicha Doicha Avoida Mikal V'Chayma. If it can't knock out Shabbos, it certainly should not be able to knock out Avoida. Now, the obvious problem with that argument is, as we mentioned before, but we have a pasuk. Didn't we bring a pasuk? Me'im mizbechi tikochenu lamus. You take from the mizbeach, you take the fellow, the kohen, to kill him. So the pasuk seems clearly to indicate that actually Ritzicha is doicha avoida. So he explains and he says, Elo hodiksiv. If I'm claiming that based on a Kal V'Chomer, Ritzicha should not be Doicha Avoida, so what are we going to do with the Pasuk of Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamus, which clearly seems to suggest that we would actually drag him away from the Mizbeach in order to put him to death? Surely Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida? Says Abaya, no. That's to teach me ahu le korban yochid de loy dochi Shabbos. Rabbi said, you know, there are two different types of korbanos. There is a korban tzibur and a korban yochid. A korban tzibur, as the name suggests, a korban that's brought on behalf of the tzibur, like the tamid and the musaf, as opposed to a korban yachid. A korban yachid is my own private korban. I made a neda, or I made an adova. I'd like to donate a korban to the mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash, in honor of my 25th wedding anniversary last week. Fine, I can do that. But I cannot be makriv that on Shabbos. We'll soon see. There's actually a machlokes, but for the moment, we're considering that opinion. So a korban yachid cannot be brought on Shabbos. Now, if that's the case, let's now ask the question. What is higher up the ladder? Shabbos or Avoida? Is Avoida overriding Shabbos? And the answer is yes, there are korbanos that are sacrificed on Shabbos. So Avoida is higher up the ladder. But one moment. Not every Avoida is doicha Shabbos. Only a korban tzibur. A korban tzibur is doicha es haShabbos, but a korban yochid is not doicha Shabbos, as mentioned. We'll soon see a machlekes. But we're considering the opinion now that a korban yochid is not doicha Shabbos. If that's the case, a korban yochid is right at the bottom of the ladder. Let's now redraw our ladder. We have a korban tzibur that's very high up the ladder. Why is that high up the ladder? Because that's doicha Shabbos. So on the top rung, we would have a korban tzibur, avodas tzibur. What do we have on the next rung, slightly lower down? Shabbos. Why is Shabbos lower down? Because it's pushed aside. But do you know what's even lower down than Shabbos? A korban yachid. Because Shabbos is upheld. It's not pushed aside for a korban yachid. So right at the bottom of the pile, what do we have? A korban yachid. So if we're now measuring, as it were, heavyweight, lightweight, the most heavyweight is avoida, it's true avoida of the tzibur, followed by Shabbos, followed by a korban yachid. So if I now have a pasuk that says, Me'im mizbechi tikochenu lamos, that you actually interfere with the avoida to put somebody to death, Ritzicha overrides avoida. Ah, but which avoida? Which avoida? Says Abaya, I can happily suggest that it only overrides the lightweight avoida. If a kohen is busy sacrificing a korban yachid, which is very lightweight, why is it lightweight? Because it's not doicha Shabbos. That very lightweight avoida, which we said is right at the bottom of the pile, it's true. I would take a kohen away from the mizbeach to kill him. But I still maintain my arguments as a buyer that generally Ritzicha, which is not Deicha Shabbos, as we learned from Moshe Vaseichem, will surely, based on a Kal Vachomer, definitely not beat Avoida. You'll tell me, but excuse me, I've got a pasuk me imiz bechitikochen olamos. That's what Avoida of the Yachid. That's a carbon Yachid. It's true, I admit. I can't ignore the pasuk. We definitely have a pasuk that seems to suggest that Ritzicha overrides Avoida, but not the general Avoida, only the individual's Avoida. And this, therefore, is a bias taina. So again, once you've now proved, Rava, that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, that was the pasuk Moshe Vaseichem, so certainly, based on the Kal Vachomer, definitely can't be Deicha Avoida. What am I going to do with the pasuk Mizbechi Tekochen Olamos? That's the Avoida of the Yachid. So therefore, the question would be, do we take a Kohen away from the Mizbeach to do Ritzicha? The answer is, it would depend. If it's a carbon Sibur, we would not take him away. If it's a carbon Yachid, which is very lightweight because it's not Deicha Shabbos, then we would take him away. And that's what the Gemara means. That which the Pasuk clearly suggests that we do take away a Kohen from the Mizbeach, Ritzicha overrides Avodah, a carbon Yachid. That pasuk is talking about korban yochid, which is very lightweight. Why is it very lightweight? Deloy dochi Shabbos, because as we know, a korban yochid is not deicha Shabbos, so it's very low down on the ladder. If it's very low down on the ladder, so ritzicha can be deicha it, but it cannot be deicha heavyweight avoida, which is avoida of the tzibur. Why is that heavyweight? Because that's deicha Shabbos. So if Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, certainly it can't be Deicha Avoid. Yes.
I have to admit that from the very beginning of this Kal Vachomer, I've been struggling to really, it doesn't lock in for me. It's obviously my inability to understand it clearly. Because, Avodas or Karbonos are Deicha Shabbos. Okay, step one. It's higher on the ladder stuff, I get. But in terms of Tachlis, then Ritzicha is Deicha Avoda, but maybe Ritzicha is not Deicha Avoda on Shabbos. In other words, Avoda, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Avoda. And if a Kohen is, I have Ritzicha, you're allowed to take him out for the Avoda. But that doesn't mean you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos.
The Pasuk maybe, is not on Shabbos.
Huh?
I have a Pasuk, which is in Parashas Mishpatim, nothing to do with Shabbos. Me'im mizbechi tikochen olamos, you take a coin away from Avoida. Which Avoida?
Okay.
Sunday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, any single day. That's not the discussion of the Pasuk. Any day, whenever he's involved in Avoida, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not interested in his Avoida. If he's chayev, the death penalty, Ritzicha overrides it.
Okay, but now we have a separate inyan. Fine, but now we have a separate inyan. Are you allowed to kill a guy on Shabbos? It's Shabbos, it's an avmalacha. So I just don't. That little end of it doesn't stim for me. I don't know why.
I don't have to kill him now. I can take him away from the mizbeach and kill him tomorrow morning.
Okay, but then it doesn't. That exactly. Therefore, that doesn't stim and say. Therefore, Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos.
Again.
So because you could kill him, exactly. You take him away on Shabbos. I'll kill him tomorrow morning. That doesn't mean we can kill him on Shabbos.
Which we said yesterday. Once I have a pasuk of Moshe Vaseichem, Ritzicha, I never put somebody to death on Shabbos. So if it's a clash.
How is Ritzicha Deicha Shabbos?
It's not Deicha Shabbos.
The whole Kal Vachomer was this. No, but the whole Kal Vachomer was this. Avoda is Deicha Shabbos. Ritzicha is Deicha Avoda. Therefore, Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos. That was not the Kal Vachomer?
That was the kasha. The Gemara said, you're wrong, because of a pasuk, Moshe Vaseichem. So Ritzicha, in fact, is not Deicha Shabbos, ever. Like I said yesterday, a Kal Vachomer can either be disproved logically or by bringing a pasuk to prove it wrong. So here we brought a pasuk.
I didn't understand how it stims logically at the end. Because, yeah, you can take the guy away from the avod. Doesn't mean you kill him on Shabbos.
We didn't say we could.
Well, if you forget this pasuk, right? If you're going to use the Kal Vachomer to say avodah is Deicha Shabbos, Ritzicha is Deicha Avodah, they were going to say therefore Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos. How do you come to that last conclusion without the pasuk?
Again,
You don't come,
if
how can you come to that
Avoida
last
is going
conclusion?
for Shabbos, so whenever you have, we're not talking about taking a guy away from Avoida to kill him on Shabbos. We're talking about when there is a clash of Ritzicha and Shabbos. Somebody had a Din Torah on Friday, it spilled over to Shabbos. Can you put him to death on Shabbos? I have a clash. Shabbos says, don't be Mechalal. Ritzicha says, do be Mechalal. Which one wins the day? Well, Ritzicha is more powerful because if it can knock out Avoida, then in this particular case, it can certainly knock out Shabbos. Because Avoida is more powerful than Shabbos, says the Gemara. It's a wonderful Kal Vachomer. But I've got a pasuk. The pasuk says, Moish Vaisam, or Moish Vaisechem, that you would never kill somebody, Bezdin would never kill somebody on Shabbos. What happens to the Kal Vachomer? Nothing. The Kal Vachomer is a beautiful Kal Vachomer. It's just simply not true. Because I've got Xeris HaKosev. Now the Gemara has to follow up Kasha. If that's true, that Ritzicha is not Doicha Es HaShabbos, then certainly Ritzicha should not be Doicha Avoida. What am I going to do with the Pasuk Me Im Mizbechi Tikochen Olamus? As the Gemara says, it's just referring to a Korban Yochid. A Korban Yochid is very lightweight. But a Korban Tzibur, which is heavyweight, maybe indeed, says Abaya, I maintain that Ritzicha will not be doichet, because it can't be doichet Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Omar Rava. Rava now comes back. Loi tehei Ritzicha doichet korban yachid mikal v'choyma. Says Rava, I'm sorry, I would even suggest that Ritzicha cannot even be doichet a korban yachid. You wanted to suggest that it can't be Doicha Avoida, but it can be Doicha Korban Yachid, meaning a Kayin who's on the Mizbeach or about to approach the Mizbeach to be Makrev a Korban Yachid. You want to suggest that Ritzicha would override it. I'm suggesting, says Rava, it would not. I have a Kal Vachomer, yet another Kal Vachomer at my sleeve, to prove that Ritzicha cannot be Doicha Korban Yachid. What's the Kal Vachomer? So here comes the question. Can you be Makriv a Korban Yachid on Yom Tov? Not Shabbos. Shabbos, we definitely know that you cannot be Makriv a Korban Yachid, as mentioned before. I said, we'll see soon, it's a Machloikas. The Machloikas is not actually regarding Shabbos, it's regarding Yom Tov. Can you be makriv a korban yochid? Obviously, a korban sibul you can. Can you be makriv a korban yochid on Yom Tov? It's actually a machlekes. So we're going to go, Rava says initially, we're going to go with the opinion that says, yes, you can. You can be makriv a korban yochid on Yom Tov. Like I said, it's a machlekes. But we're going to go with that opinion. So look at the Gemara now. Top line. Ma Yom Tov shenidche mipnei korban yachid. If Yom Tov is pushed aside for the sake of a korban yachid, meaning we're adopting the opinion that says you're allowed to be makriv a korban yachid on Yom Tov, and ein ritzicha doicha oisei. But Ritzicha, as we've just said, we don't ever put somebody to death either on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So what does that show me? That what goes at the top of the pile, what goes at the bottom? Korban Yachid is actually quite high up the pile. It's Doicha Yom Tov, and nonetheless, Ritzicha is not Doicha Yom Tov. So therefore, again, Ma Yom Tov Shenidche Mipnei Korban Yachid. If Yom Tov is pushed aside in favor of a Korban Yachid, and nonetheless, Ein Ritzicha Doicha Oisei, but Ritzicha cannot be Doicha Yom Tov, well, definitely it can't be Korban Yachid Doicha Es Yom Tov, so a Korban Yachid, which is Doicha Yom Tov, Einoi Din Shaloi Tehei Ritzicha Doicha Oisei. If Ritzicha cannot be Doicha Yom Tov, Kol Shekeinah cannot be Doicha Korban Yachid. Why? Because what's more powerful, a Korban Yachid or Yom Tov? Well, if you go with the opinion that says that a Korban Yachid can be sacrificed on Yom Tov, So you see that a Korban Yochid is more powerful than Yom Tov. And we know that we cannot do Ritzicha on Yom Tov, so therefore you cannot do Ritzicha as opposed to a Korban Yochid. So I've got a Kal V'Chaima over here to prove that Ritzicha cannot be Doicha, not just a Korban Sibul. It cannot either be Doicha, a Korban Yochid. Again, let's draw our ladder again. I'll have Yom Tov versus Korban Yochid. Okay, if we go according to the opinion that says you're allowed, you can be makriv a korban yachid. So korban yachid goes higher up the ladder than Yom Tov. And what about Ritzicha? No, there's no Ritzicha. Yom Tov and Ritzicha, Yom Tov wins the day. So if Yom Tov is more powerful than Ritzicha, and korban yachid is more powerful than Yom Tov, so you reach the inescapable conclusion that Ritzicha obviously must be pushed away for korban yachid. Korban yachid is the top of the pile. Is einoy din sheloy tehei ritzicha doicha oisay? So wouldn't logic dictate that ritzicha, which cannot even be doicha yom tov, so kal v'chayma cannot be doicha a korban yachid? And he explains, ha nicha, it's true. Everything would just be fine and well. Leman da Omar, according to the opinion that says, ein nedarim v'nedavos kraven b'yom tov. Nedarim v'nedavos are, of course, karbonos yachid. So if you go with the opinion that says that a karbon yachid cannot be sacrificed on yom tov, okay, so I've just lost my whole kal v'chayma. Ela leman da Omar, nedarim v'nedavos kraven b'yom tov. But according to the opinion that you can be makriv nedarim v'nedavos on Yom Tov, which means a korban yachid overrides Yom Tov. If that's the case, my ikka lameima. So what are you going to say if korban yachid overrides Yom Tov, and yet Yom Tov overrides Ritzicha, because you don't put somebody to death on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos? So certainly Ritzicha now is at the bottom of the pile. Slightly higher up is Yom Tov. Slightly higher up is Korban Yochid, which means Korban Yochid would override Ritzicha. And therefore, it turns out, based on a Kal V'Chayma, that we would not put a Kohen to death, not only when he's involved in Avodas Tzibur, but even a Korban Yochid as well.
Rabbi, yes. How do we know that you can't do Ritzicha on Yom Tov?
Yom Tov Shabbos, always the same.
Okay, so why don't you just do that Kal V'Chomer? If you're not allowed to do Ritzicha on Yom Tov, Kal V'Chomer, you're not allowed to do Ritzicha on Shabbos.
No, so what's the whole question? I only know it from Shabbos. I don't have any pasuk in the Torah that says that you can't kill somebody on Yom Tov. I have a pasuk that says you can't kill somebody on Shabbos, as we said before, from Moshe Seichem. And then we have the rule. Unless told otherwise, all of Hilchas Yom Tov is identical to Shabbos. I have no pasuk about Yom Tov, only about Shabbos. It starts with Shabbos.
Isn't this whole hierarchy argument of ladder and nidcha karbonos and yochid and this, isn't it all to get to the question of whether you're allowed to do ritzicha on Shabbos? Isn't that the whole point of this?
Right. We're not talking about ritzicha on Shabbos. We're talking about whether a kohen can be killed. Is he taken away from a mizbeach in order to, at the expense of a korban yachid? That's what we're discussing now. How do we learn the pasuk of me'iz
b'chitik? But why do we care about that? Only we care about that to find out if he can do it on Shabbos? Isn't that how we got to the korban yachid?
Shabbos, nothing to a Shabbos. On a Wednesday morning, we've got a pasuk, me'iz b'chitik ochen olamos. How are we going to learn this pasuk? Surely, based on a kal v'chayma, we should reach the conclusion that we cannot be reitzeach a kohen because ritzicha never outweighs avoida. And now we've proven it even can't outweigh avoida the korban yachid. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Ela Omar Rav, loy mi boya. Not only lamanda Omar nedarim v'nedavos kraven b'yom tov. According to the manda Omar that you can be makriv a korban yachid on Yom Tov, and you wanted to say that therefore what? That korban yachid is the top of the pile, so you can never ever kill a kohen. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, then you've just knocked out the pasuk. D'holoi miskayim me'im mizbechi klal. You can't throw out a pasuk. As we have already said, you can have 1,000 trillion kal v'chaymas. It doesn't interest us if I've got a clear pasuk in the Torah which says the opposite. So I've definitely got a pasuk that says you must kill the kohen even in the midst of avodah. So you can bring me 1,000 kal v'chaymas to prove me otherwise, but you can't knock out the pasuk. So there's no point bringing me a kal v'chaymah that says don't kill a kohen when he's doing karbonis tzibur. Don't bring a kohen. Don't kill a korban when he's doing avodas yachid. Very nice. So how on earth are you going to learn the pasuk? Is b'chitach alamos? You can't knock out the pasuk. The Torah clearly says that you do kill a kohen in the middle of the avodas. So all the kal v'chaymas are irrelevant. Elo afilo leman d'oman adorim v'nedovos ain kriven b'yomtiv. Even according to the opinion that says nedorim v'nedovos cannot be sacrificed on yomtiv, in which case I don't necessarily have a kal v'chaymer, so I can still maintain that you cannot kill a kohen who's involved in a korban yochid, but no. Oksiv me'im mizbechi. What does it mean, mizbechi? What does mizbechi mean? It doesn't say mizbeach, it says mizbechi. Mizbechi hameyuchad li. Something says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is meyuchad for me. What does it mean, it's meyuchad for me? It's for Hashem, it's not for the yochid. Umayninu tomit. It says tomit. If the Torah says, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai, if the Torah says that you take a kohen away from the avodah to kill him, but which avodah? Mizbechi. Mizbechi means a very special korban, something meyuchad. Not a korban yochid, a korban tzibur. The Torah clearly stipulates me mizbechi to kohen olamos. And therefore, says the Gemara in the final conclusion, all your kal v'chaymas are all wonderful, beautiful, and sound. However, they are irrelevant. Why are they irrelevant? Because we can never delete a pasuk chas v'shalom from the Chumash. And if in the Torah it says, me'im mizbechi tikochen olamos, take the kohen away and kill him, stop the avoida. Now, which avoida is it talking about? Well, minimum korban yachid, says the Gemara, to be perfectly honest, even a korban tomid, which is a tzibur. How do I know? It's all in one letter. Which letter? Yud. It doesn't say me'im mizbeach tikochen olamos. It says mizbechi, a special mizbeach, a special avoida. The korban tomid is a special avoida. Why is it a special avoida? Because it's on the part of all of Klal Yisrael. And that is the very korban that's being referred to in the pasuk when it says, me'im mizbechi tikochen olamos. So, yes, Rav Nachum.
I got very confused here because Mizbechi is singular. It's my korban, so it made me me on the track
of
the Yochid.
No, not Yochid. Klal Yisrael are not talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking. My Mizbeach, says Hashem, something very meyuchid for me. The Loshen Rabbim, the Loshen Yochid is not the point of it. We're not talking about Klal Yisrael talking. It's not the individual bringing the korban.
We're talking about a korban yachid or a korban tzibur, so.
No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take him away from my mizbeach. He can't say from our mizbeach. Who's our mizbeach? It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, take him away from the mizbeach. Why did he say, take him from my mizbeach? My mizbeach means even when this person is involved in a korban which is very special for me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which korban is very special for me? The korban tzibur. Obviously, a korban tzibur has more kedusha, as we know, is more special than a korban yachid, for obvious reasons. It's not just on the part of the individual, it's a part of all Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even when he's involved in an extra special, super-duper korban, nonetheless, take the kohen away from the mizbeach and put him to death. And therefore, we've just spent a whole shiur discussing kal v'chaymas this way and that way, backwards and forwards. What happened to the kal v'chaymas? The answer is nothing. Nothing happened to them. Nobody ever attempted to disprove them, but they're irrelevant. Why they're irrelevant? Imagine somebody would come along and say, I've got a Kal Vachomer that can prove that you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. Okay, beautiful. I don't need to disprove your Kal Vachomer. I just need to show you in the Torah that says don't cook on Shabbos. So it's game over. So once I've got a pasuk that says, Me'im mizbechi tikocheno lomos, take the kohen away from the avoida to put him to death. Okay, which avoida? Maybe it's only a carbon yachid? No, because it says mizbechi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, some very, very special avoida to me. What special? Carbon sibor. Ah, even then we take him away? Yes. So what with all the Kal Vachomers? Nothing. Kal Vachomers are wonderful, but the Torah says otherwise. So therefore we reach the final conclusion. Ritzicha is never Deicha Shabbos or Yom Tov, and Ritzicha is always Deicha Avod.
Rabbi, when we were talking about Mishkan Seichem, and he said that's based on Shabbos, didn't we have a question of whether we're allowed to read Ritzicha on Shabbos? Wasn't that the original question?
The original question was, surely we should be able to be Ritzeach on Shabbos based on a Kal Vachomer, and the answer is, beautiful Kal Vachomer, but Moshe Seichem says otherwise. Don't kill Moshe Seichem.
So you're saying to me, don't waste my time trying to figure out why I don't understand that Kal Vachomer. It's irrelevant.
Right, because the Kal Vachomer is true. It's not that we don't understand it. We jolly well do understand
it. I have
it.
A problem with it at the end, but that's because I'm just not thinking straight. I don't know what it is. I can't get to the end, but it doesn't matter, I guess.
The final analysis, all the Kal Vachomers are wonderful and beautiful, but the Torah says otherwise. Okay, we have to stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.